This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Last week, the Republican establishment gathered to officially nominate a candidate for president, Donald Trump. Now it's the Democrats' turn to hash out the party platform and nominate their candidate. Yesterday was the first day of the convention and the first night of high-profile speeches, and there were some fireworks. Here to fill us in on the details of what he's been experiencing is VPR's Peter Hirschfeld. Hi, Pete. Nice to talk with you.
Hey, good to talk with you, Jane.
Vermont has 16 pledged delegates. Remind us how they break down in their votes.
Since Bernie Sanders won more than 85% of the vote in Vermont, state election rules mean he's going to walk away with the entirety of its pledged delegates. So when it came time to elect those pledged delegates at the state-level convention back in May, it was an overwhelmingly pro-Sanders contingent seeking those delegate seats. And as a result, the Vermont delegation here in Philadelphia is, to a person, a Sanders supporter, among the pledged delegates at least. Vermont has 10 superdelegates, four of which were behind Hillary Clinton and have been from the get-go.
Pete, what are Vermonters saying about some of the speeches last night? We heard from Elizabeth Warren, we heard from Michelle Obama, and what at least the Vermont delegation was probably most excited about, we heard from Bernie Sanders.
The big talking point for a lot of delegates is whether or not to heed the plea that Bernie issued last night to shift their support to Hillary Clinton now that the nomination is hers. And there are a lot of folks that just aren't there. There was an undeniable passion to the support that gave rise to Sanders' campaign, and you're seeing that intensity now cut another way. And now that Bernie is not going to be the nominee, this pro-Sanders passion is in some cases turning into a really strong anti-Clinton sentiment. Bernie supporters have a range of grievances, be it trade policy, corporate contributions, and super PACs that Clinton has relied on for her campaign, or her jabs at Bernie earlier in the campaign for saying things like Medicare for all were a far-fetched fantasy. They also say that until Hillary Clinton demonstrates a more genuine commitment to the progressive planks of Bernie Sanders' platform, they're going to withhold their support. Here's Noah Detzer. He's a young man from the Upper Valley.
We're suggested to just get in line. And don't get me wrong, I do believe that we share a lot of the ideals with the Hillary Clinton campaign. But there are some serious issues of trust and integrity.
For a lot of Sanders supporters, this election is going to be about fighting this industrial political machine that they think has taken control of government from the people that it was created to support. And a lot of them still very much feel like Hillary Clinton is a big part of that machine.
You say a lot of them feel that way, Pete, but does that sort of represent the Vermont delegation in general, or are you seeing and feeling a split?
I have yet to find a Vermont delegate who's willing to issue a fawning endorsement of Hillary Clinton, but there are plenty of them who are ready to vote for her. And there are others who say that making sure she wins against Donald Trump is the most critical next step in perpetuating what they really believe can be a progressive revolution that Bernie Sanders started. Many of them are simply taking their lead from Bernie Sanders himself. And when he spoke on the convention floor last night, he beseech people to be with her now. And that hit home for some of them. Here's Astor O'Leary. She's an 18-year-old Hinesburg teenager who, as you can probably imagine, is the youngest delegate from Vermont.
I was kind of on the fence. Like, I was going back and forth between, like, maybe being Bernie or bus or, like, supporting Hillary. But after hearing what Bernie had to say yesterday, I'm going to feel less, you know, guilty to support Hillary.
I've talked to some other delegates as well who say they've followed Bernie this far and they're going to take his lead on this front as well. For a lot of them, it isn't about supporting Hillary Clinton per se. It's about averting what they think would be really a catastrophic presidency under Donald Trump. And they want to do everything they can to keep the political ground as fertile as it can possibly be for the kind of platform that Bernie Sanders has been pushing and that he vows to continue pushing.
Pete, do you think the Democratic Party is surprised by the pull that Senator Sanders continues to have with many of his delegates and many of his supporters who aren't at the convention, who, you know, he has this ability to say, this is what I'm thinking. And people like Astor O'Leary are saying, well, I'm taking my cues from him, not, you know, he's out and I'm going to take my cues from wherever my personal choice feels right. I mean, they're still listening to what Bernie Sanders has to say. Do you think the Democrats are aware of how strong his poll remains?
I don't think that they're surprised. I think they long ago learned to stop being surprised by how much resonance Bernie Sanders' message has proven to have with millions of American voters. Keep in mind that 13 million Americans voted for Bernie Sanders. It wasn't just people in Vermont who fell in line behind him. The Clinton campaign's press secretary was talking to the Vermont delegation at a breakfast here in a cluster of chain motels outside of downtown Philadelphia where the delegation is staying. And he talked about the early days of the campaign when Robbie Mook, campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, told them during a meeting, "I'm from Vermont. I've seen Bernie Sanders operate, and this guy is going to be a force to be reckoned with." And that was before Bernie Sanders started making his stand in the polls. It was before he started winning primaries. So I think they know they've got a real phenomenon on their hands. It isn't going to go away just because Hillary Clinton is now the nominee.
Pete, you mentioned these breakfasts, and we heard last week from John Dillon, who was at the RNC, that their delegates are of all states are treated to these guest speakers at breakfasts every day. What else have they been up to? What's the Vermont delegation doing at the Democratic National Convention?
Well, very similar. There's a group breakfast for delegates here every morning at 7:30 sharp. Vermont is in the same cluster of hotels as Maine and New Hampshire, and all the delegates from those states get together for this. There was a keynote address this morning from Howard Dean. He talked for about 15 minutes, and he thanked the mostly pro-Bernie crowd. New Hampshire and Maine went heavily for Bernie as well, for what they've done to move Bernie's platform forward. Dean, of course, ran for president in 2004, and his candidacy was at the time viewed as a progressive insurgency. But Dean's a Clinton guy, and he has been from the beginning. In addition to praising Bernie Sanders' contributions to the national dialogue this morning, he also offered some thoughts on why Hillary Clinton is well-positioned to now lead that, quote, revolution. Some of the delegates appreciated the sentiment. They seem on board with his mode of thinking and the rightness of using Hillary Clinton to move Bernie Sanders' ideas forward. Others, though, really made no effort to veil their contempt and disgust for what he was saying. They got up and they asked him. They said, if Hillary's against the big banks, why didn't she try to break them up after she voted for the bailout? If Hillary is against corporate money in politics, why does she take so much of it? Howard Dean tried to address that criticism, but it was abundantly clear that a lot of people just aren't ready to hear it.
Pete, in just the couple seconds we have left, roll call tonight, big roll for the delegates. What's on tap?
Bill Clinton will be in the House for one. He's going to detail his wife's long history of hard work and activism on behalf of the Democratic Party. But there's a roll call vote, too. We're going to get an official nominee tonight. Hillary Clinton will be named the Democratic candidate. And it'll be interesting to see what sort of impact that has on the mindset of Sanders supporters.
That's VPR's Peter Hirschfeld. He's in Philadelphia this week covering the DNC and the Vermont delegation. Pete, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Jane.
Funding for VPR's reporting from the presidential conventions is made possible in part by the VPR Journalism Fund.